Justice Keene has got a hammy coming up on him, but he gets around the left side. He breaks the tackle, and he scores. Later. Touchdown, Scorpion. Careful making wishes in a
dark, can't be sure when they hit that. Davis picks up the punt on the hop. It's the right side. He's got a lane, and he's got speed. There it goes to the house. 10-5. Touchdown, Andre Davis.
He's got to see if he gets around the right edge, and he is out of there. He is going to take this one 90 yards.
Another handoff to Justice Keene. He's got blockers in front of him. He's going to run this one into the end zone.
Just had nothing but daylight. He could have taken it at the flagstaff. Nobody would have got it.
It's time for Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on 780 KAZM.
And he's got some running room. Andre Davis all the way. 10-5. Touchdown, Scorpion. Just keep
riding with me. 15-yard run right up the pipe. And this series was all Justice Keene.
Fakes the handoff to Bradshaw. Pitch to Wynn, and Wynn is out to the left side, and he is gone. Ryan Wynn has nothing but daylight. Wow.
There's
79 yards.
There's a first successful option.
Beautiful option run play.
And now, with the call, here's Mike Tabak and the crisis, Rob Lascano.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sedona Red Rock Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZM. Josh Freeman here, filling in for Mike Tabak, and I'm here with the crisis, Rob Lascano.
You know, I'm always here, Josh. You know, look, Mike's taking the day off. I don't know what's going on.
So we actually kicked off a couple minutes early tonight. Rob, Sedona received the kickoff. What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at a real tough Lee Williams team. They're much bigger than we are, Josh, I tell you. They've got some good size on there. First play of the game, they ran a little fly sweep at the edge, and we lost a yard there. Then there was a penalty, holding penalty to the boot. So we're back, maybe 15 yards?
So we're at 3rd and 24. The Sedona Scorpions on their own 27-yard line. Pass off to the right, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield. That was to the running back, Andre Davis. And Scorpions looking at a long fourth down here.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to get Davis on the outside, get him some room out there, because I think in between the linemen, it's going to be tough to run through that big line they've got there. Lee Williams' front seven is enormous. So the best way for us to get out there would be outside.
So the Scorpions lining up to punt here now on fourth down. We're about 10 and a half minutes left here in the first quarter. Here's the snap and the kick. The Lee Williams receiver back to receive, but he's going to let this one bounce to about the 29-yard line of Lee Williams. Again, tonight's opponent, Lee Williams High School out of Kingman, Arizona, the Volunteers. They're in the white tops, black pants, red helmets, and the Sedona Scorpions in their purple jerseys tonight as the Lee Williams Volunteers take over on first down.
You know, that was a 40-yard punt.
Yeah. Wasn't bad.
So it got us out of a hole, so that was a nice little kick. Hopefully we can stop them on defense here, Josh.
So it's going to be a first down for Lee Williams at their 28-yard line.
Williams setting up in a traditional I formation. Looks like a ground-and-pound type of team.
Quarterback under center. And he takes a snap, hands it off to the second man, runs right into the line for nothing.
Great defensive stand there, man. Number 75, who is that? Is that Saxman?
75 is Zach Saxman. Excuse me, Zeke Saxman. Sorry to the Saxman family. Stuffed for no gain. It's going to be second down and 10 for the Volunteers.
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be standing next to the line coach here, Paul Butler, and he was telling me he's ready for a big game today.
Second down and 10 for the Volunteers.
A little different formation. They got a whiteout this time, so let's see what happens if you throw a little play action here.
Quarterback under center again. The line's down and ready. Here's the snap. Gives it to the second man again, but this time he goes off the left side, and he's got quite a few yards. He's going to pick up about 8 or 9 on second down and 10. So we'll see where they measure the spot, but it looks like they're going to be just a couple yards short of the first down. So we're going to be 3rd and short for the Volunteers.
Yeah, I want to see how big that number running back is. That number 8 was a good size there for the Volunteers. Khalib Phil says he's a freshman. There's no height or weight. Holy smokes, that kid's a big kid.
So a big third down here for the Scorpions. No score here in the first quarter. Scorpions punted on their first possession. And the Volunteers trying to get a first down on their first drive of the night. Here's the handoff to the right side, and he's brought down at the line. He might have fallen ahead to the line. Otherwise, they might have lost half a yard there.
Well, I think they lost a yard, Josh. Great defensive stance by the Scorpions.
Great defensive stand. It looks like we'll see if Lee Williams is going to punt. Great defensive stand by the Scorpions' defensive line. They didn't let anything through on any of those plays. Brian Wynn, number 15, is going to be back to receive the punt for the Scorpions, but we've got a flag on the field.
The official, might have too many men on the field for Lee Williams if that's the case. That's going to push him back a little bit.
Yep, 12 men on the field. One man is leaving. So we're going to back this up and try fourth down again. Substitution penalty. And now the punt returner is actually going to switch out too. They're going to bring in number 82, Bailey Ehrlich, to receive this punt. Lee Williams punter standing at about his own 18-yard line, ready to get this one away. Here's a snap, punts in the air to the right side of the field, and it looks like that one's going to go out of bounds at about the Scorpions' 38-yard line. So a little better field position than they started with to begin the game.
Yeah, we just won the field position battle, Josh. If you think about it, we got the ball at, like, on our 30-yard line, lost 10 or 12 yards,
right.
Had to punt it. We ended up gaining like 15 yards on this first eight plays of the game.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah. Tonight is senior night for the Scorpions. They had a ceremony before the game for the seniors and their parents. 15 seniors on the football team tonight, the most in school history.
Wow, 15 seniors is the most. That's unbelievable.
Well, it's a short school history, but 15 seniors tonight playing their last home game in front of the Sedona fans. Scorpions take over. The snap, the fake, nope. There was a handoff into the line, but there wasn't any room to run.
Lee Williams pulled a little A-gap blitz there and kind of blew the play open there. By the way, I see more seniors in the stands today than I do on the field. Anyways.
Senior citizens, you mean? Max Hauserman in at quarterback for the Scorpions tonight. Again, their first drive went nowhere. They punted, and now they have the ball back.
Well, the running game is going to be tough today, I think, Josh. I think maybe
that's a big front line.
Williams. Outside and maybe through the air is where we could maybe do some damage here tonight.
Here we're set up now for second down and 10. High snap over Hauserman's head. Picked up by Andre Davis. He's just going to fall on in the backfield, but it's going to be a big loss back to the 22-yard line for the Scorpions on second down.
Well, I tell you, that's something that's unfortunate when you get a snap like that. And I know everybody's excited right now, but he's got the biggest kid on the field right in front of him, the snapper does.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's 300 pounds, the nose tackle.
He's a big, big boy. So it's going to be a third down and long for the Scorpions, third and 25. Are you in the of the coaching philosophy where you just play this one safe and kick it away?
Or I think you better, or else you're going to get some more damage done here, maybe lose another 10 yards. I would even actually think about punting it at this down. Well, you get it to get no punt returner.
All right. Hauserman in the shotgun. They motion a man to the right side of the line. Here comes the snap. This one's good. It's going to be a pitch to Andre Davis. He's got a big hole. He's to the 30, the 35, the 36. A big gain, but just back to the original line of scrimmage. Boy, if it wasn't for the lost yardage on that botched snap, that would have been a first down.
You know, he was just one guy away from breaking it for a score. This is what they're going to have to do, just keep going outside with this kid. Can Davis hold up? If he takes a pounding tonight, we'll see.
Gain of 14 on the play, but the Scorpions are going to punt it once again on 4th and 11. Lee Williams has their man set up at about the 35 to receive the punt. The punt
another
went a lot farther
punt
than that
right
last
now
time.
Would be great. Here we go.
And it's a good one. Off to the right side of the field. This one's going to go out of bounds. We'll see where they spot it. It didn't land in bounds. Let's see. The referee is walking up the field to about the 35-yard line is where they're going to give it to the Volunteers. As they head right to left across the field, we've got 5:52 left in the first quarter. No score yet in tonight's game. Senior night with the Sedona Scorpions taking on the Lee Williams Volunteers.
So far, it's been a defensive struggle. You know, we've got, 12 plays, all runs.
Yeah.
No one pass.
And not a lot of success.
They had
a couple good
game.
Plays, but the defense was stout against Lee Williams. They'll take over now on first down at their own 35-yard line. Quarterback under center with two men in the backfield. And here's the snap. He gives it to the back man again. He's got a bit of a hole up about 6 or 7 yards up the field to the 42-yard line. It's pretty much the same play they've been running.
Yeah, just a little off-tackle play, and it's away from the receiver, from the wide receiver side. It's to the weak side of the field, but it's getting them yardage. 9 yards there. 6 yards, though, okay.
Sedona's got a man shaken up. That's Xander Russell. He's going to come off the field of his own power as the Volunteers take over on second down and 4.
Looks like an unbalanced line to the left, though. They went in motion there now, so it's balanced out now.
Man in motion to the right as the quarterback is under center. He's going to take the snap, and the same play again, but this time they run it to the right side. The man cuts back to the middle, and he's got the first down and about a yard extra to the 46-yard line. The first down of the game for either team.
This I-formation format, I mean, it's just a ground-and-pound type of look, and they're just giving it to the deep back, and he's just following his fullback.
And they've
just
got the line for it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm worried about the linemen for Sedona. You know, they're two-way linemen.
Right.
So it's going to affect them later on in the game.
So it's a first down for the Volunteers at the 46-yard line on their own side of the field.
You know, with this inside running game, I always wonder about the outside sweep happening pretty soon.
Set him up in, and then go out. They're going to hand it off again. This time the man's caught in the backfield, but he breaks the tackle and manages to dive ahead for a couple of yards.
We had 3 Scorpions in the backfield, almost make a tackle. He still got a couple of yards on that play.
Man had him right around the shoulders. He was able to wiggle out and fall down for a couple of yards. That was number 9, Dallas Morgan, on the carry. So we're looking at 2nd and 8 now for the Volunteers as they're trying to get over into the Sedona side of the field.
See the unbalanced line there, Josh? They're set up with 5 linemen basically on the right-hand side of the field.
And they've been steady with the I formation. 2 backs. His quarterback takes a snap. This time he gives it to the first man. And he's going to carry it up the field 6-7 yards. It looks like he might be about a yard short of the first down. And that was on 2nd down and 8.
Little belly play right up the gut to the fullback. I don't think we saw him till he got into the backfield.
Yeah, a bit of a change of pace there. They've been giving it to the back guy every single time, and this time they give it to the front man. And it looks like the officials are going to measure this. The ball spotted right at the Scorpion 44-yard line.
Yeah, you know, we don't have those yellow lines like they do on TV, but I'm telling you, I'm right in front of that mark, and it looks like it's a first down.
Is there any way they could get just a freshman on each side of the field with a long yellow ribbon running back and forth? Maybe no.
Maybe.
No? Might be a hazard, I guess. 3:40 left here in the first quarter as we're in a bit of a timeout so the officials can measure. And they call the first down for Lee Williams at the 44-yard line of the Scorpions. Lee Williams, one of the best teams in this division. Of course, Joy Christian has been beating people to death this year, but Lee Williams is 2nd in the division.
Yeah, Lee Williams, they've only lost 1 game, and it was to Push Academy, I believe, which is another big school.
6-2, it looks like, is their record. They'll take over now on first down from the Scorpions 44. Once again, I formation, quarterback under center. He gives it to the second back. He's going to take it to the left side, but there's not much room for him there. The Scorpions bring him down, but he still fights through tackles for about 3 yards.
Again, we had him for a loss, and he keeps driving them legs, and he got 5 yards.
Dallas Morgan on the carry. Takes the ball to the 41-yard line of the Scorpions.
These are the kind of drives that really kill you because it's just ground and pound, and it's just taking the will out of you by just running in between the tackles. They haven't done anything outside yet.
And they haven't really needed to the way they've been moving the ball on this drive. 2nd down now and 6 for the Lee Williams Volunteers, quarterback under center.
Little wing formation set up here.
He's going to fake the handoff. We're going to see our first pass play of the night. No, he's going to take it himself on the right side. And it's a big pickup all the way to the 32-yard line of the Scorpions for the first down. He passed the marker by a couple of yards.
You know, it was designed as a pass play, but he had no intention of throwing the ball. He tucked the ball in early and just took off. Little Russell Wilson run there.
And it worked. Yep. About a 7-yard pickup for another first down to the Scorpion 32-yard line. 2:26 here left here in the first quarter. No score for either side, but the Lee Williams Volunteers are putting together a pretty solid drive tonight here on their second drive of the game. Started at their own 35 after a Sedona punt, and now they are down to the 32 of the Scorpions. Quarterback under center once again. Lines down and ready to go. This time he gives it to the back, takes it to the right side, picks up about 6 or 7 yards, it looks like, on the carry. And again, that's number Dallas Morgan.
That was number 8 or number 9. I tell you, he's a big-looking back, man. That was a little misdirection play there, but he's a big back for a freshman. That's unbelievable. He's got to be every bit 6'2".
So far, the Lee Williams Volunteers have been just pounding the ball here on their second drive of the game, and they're threatening in Sedona territory with the ball just about the 25-yard line for the Scorpions. It's going to be second and about 2 yards to go for the first. They put a man in motion out to the near side, a wide receiver. They've still got the two backs in the I formation. This time the handoff goes to the first back again. He's got a big hole up the middle. He's going to take it down to the 16 for another gain of about 6 or 7, and that's what they're getting just about every run on this drive.
That old belly play again where they ran, I think, 3 times now, and it's always for good gains. You're not really seeing that fullback getting the ball until he's up in the linebacker's area, and that's the thing that's killing you. And he's getting a good 6, 7, 8 yards a pop.
So it'll be another first down for the Volunteers at the Sedona 16-yard line. And it's been run, run, run all quarter long for the Volunteers. Quarterback under center now on first down. He'll take the snap, give it to the first back again, and he gets through that little hole. But the Sedona second line got in there a little quicker that time, held him to about 2 or 3 yards, looks like.
It's such a quick hitter, you can barely see that, but it's a nice stop for Sedona right now.
If they can stiffen up and force a field goal here, we'll see what the Sedona defense can dial up.
Well, they don't look like they're panicking. I mean, they're just getting in the trenches here. They're outmanned for sure.
Uh-huh.
But if we can get a break here, maybe a turnover.
It's about 2nd and 5 now for the Volunteers. Here's the snap. Goes to the second back again.
Good.
And he's hit in the line and brought down maybe a yard short of the line. Several Scorpions in on the tackle, including number 76, Alex Burke.
Yeah, he got no yardage on that. Great stand there by the Sedona Scorpions. 3rd down, I believe.
3rd and 5.
That might have been the last play of the quarter, too, Josh. We might get a break
here. We've got about 12 seconds left, and we've got no score here in the first quarter. Sedona and Lee Williams, and we'll be right back.
Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com.
After one quarter here on senior night at Sedona Red Rock High School, we have no score. The Lee Williams Volunteers putting up a long drive. It took up about the last 8 minutes of that quarter, it seems like.
Yeah, just about. And I tell you, it was just all run. They attempted one pass, I think, we think. But the quarterback tucked the ball in and took off. So I'm not sure he was even going to throw that ball.
Right. So the teams are going to switch sides here as Lee Williams will now be heading left to right.
This is our good luck side, by the way. We always get a turnover on this side.
And it's 3rd and 5 for Lee Williams. Once again, the Sedona defense looking to get a big hold here, maybe force just a field goal. And that can be missed. That can be blocked. You know, it's high school football.
Absolutely.
We haven't seen the kicker for either team yet, but...
That was the first time I've seen his wide receiver out there flank left. He's number, 6?
Hard to see with the glare of the lights, but the quarterback's under center now here on 3rd and 5. 2 men in the backfield. He's going to give it to the second man. He's got enough yards for the first down, but we've got a flag down in the area of the field where that's probably going to be holding. on Lee Williams. Big break for the Sedona.
Well, they held our off our defensive end. I mean, it was obvious. I saw it from here. And, wow, what a break for Sedona now. If we could stop them here. It's third down, I believe.
Wait. Third and five turns into third and 15.
Beautiful.
After the big holding penalty on the Volunteers.
Now we'll see if they can throw the ball.
Haven't given up any big plays yet. They've been carrying or holding them to 6 or 7 yards a carry, which is good when you're running. But
and you got to be flawless. You can't have any penalties like we just had. If you have a penalty now you're screwed up. So here we go.
We might see our first pass of the game. Who knows? Things maybe, might get crazy.
Maybe our first interception of the game too.
That's right.
All right, two receivers split out now to the left. First set up like this now. Twins.
Big opportunity here for the Sedona defense. Let's see what they can do on third down and 15 yards for the Volunteers.
Sedona safety's cheating over to the weak side. I don't know if they saw that on film, but he should be over to the other side.
Quarterback's going to drop pass back to the right side. Wide open, man. He's going to walk into the end zone. That's a touchdown for the Volunteers. Number 8, I believe that is Dallas
Morgan. The strong
side
formation was to the left. They had two wide receivers to the left. This guy snuck out from the backfield to the right side. The whole flow went left, and he just was wide open to the right side. Nobody followed the halfback.
It was big back number 8. He's been getting the ball running on the ground all night long. And once they faked the handoff to him, the play went to the opposite side of the field, and he was left by himself.
I don't know where the corner went there. The corner maybe took off with the tight end. I'm not sure. But he totally left the spot.
The kick is up, and it is good for the extra point. Score 7-0 in favor of the Volunteers. Remember that Sedona Red Rock High School football on Chasm Radio is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, a Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more adventure, more fun, and more value for you. And we thank First Choice Jeep Ventures for making this broadcast possible. Josh Freeman here again tonight. It's filling in for Mike Tabak, who's fulfilling his responsibilities with Tom Tabak and the Daddy-O's, here with Rob Lascano.
You ever seen that show? It's pretty good, man.
I haven't, actually.
You haven't seen? Oh, you got to see that show.
Tom Tabak, of course, with the Graffiti Gold rock and roll
show
at the Soundbites Grill tonight. As the team's coming out for the kickoff now.
You know, Josh, we have enough speed to compete with these guys. We might not have enough size, but we have enough speed. And plays like kickoff returns, punt returns, toss sweeps, we can take advantage of this.
Right. We'll see what the Scorpions can do. They've only had two short drives, and Lee Williams ate up a lot of time with their touchdown there. And the kick is going to be short. It's going to be caught at the 20-yard line. Up to the 25, fakes a man at the 30. He's got a pretty big hole.
Oh!
He almost broke it, had one or two men to beat. Got to about the 46-yard line for the Scorpions. A big return and the best field position that the Scorpions have seen all night, thanks to Javier Pacheco.
You know, it's funny. They're kicking it away from our speedster, Davis, and ended up kicking up to Pacheco, you say his name is? And he made a heck of a return there. 35-yard return.
Not bad at all. The Scorpions are going to take over on about their own 47-yard line. A big opportunity here for the Sedona offense to get into Lee Williams Volunteer territory.
I see Davis flanked out to the left. I'd love to see a nice little bomb go right now just to get this.
Zach Hauserman in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun with the back on his right. A man goes in motion to the far side of the field. He takes a shotgun snap, rolls out to his right. He's looking to throw. He's got a man open for the first down. A big pickup of 13 or 14 yards for the Scorpions. And their first down of the game.
That might be the way you beat these guys, just through the air. Don't forget playing mano a mano with them in the line of scrimmage. Throw the ball.
Big wide receiver Bailey Ehrlich there on the catch. Right up the right sideline. A beautiful play. He was wide open.
Yeah, and I like the way they rolled out Hauserman because, I mean, that big number 58 is sitting right in the middle of the field. They roll him out, give him some time. Great play call.
Again, the Sedona's had a little bit of trouble running it tonight in their first two drives against the Lee Williams defensive line, but that was a beautiful passing play. We'll see what they've got dialed up now on first down at the Volunteers' 36-yard line.
Looks like the same formation. Oh, actually, we got another receiver out here. There's three receivers to the left for Sedona.
Hauserman takes a snap, but we're going to get a flag. It's probably going to be an offensive false start, and we'll move him back 5 yards, first and 15.
Ah, those are the kind of penalties we can't have. I was just going to say we need to maybe draw those guys offside with a cadence change, and we end up screwing ourselves up here.
So first and 10 becomes first and 15 on the false start for the Scorpions. They're at the 41-yard line of Lee Williams. And just one play so far on this drive, but it was a good one. We'll see what the Sedona Scorpion offense can do. See if they can build some momentum here. And if you can answer back with the score here, keeps this game dead even.
Four wide receivers, split spreads formation for the Scorpions.
Hauserman in the gun once again. He takes the shotgun snap, gives it to Davis in the backfield. He takes two men miss. A beautiful move. He's back up. He spins out of the outside. Big gain, 25, 20-yard line for Andre Davis. Wow, look at the moves on that play.
And I tell you, he was playing pinball out there. He was just bouncing off of guys and finally got to the outside and took it for like a 25-yard gain.
He was caught in the backfield. He was caught again at the line, just shrugged the defenders off and made a big run up the left side.
I saw Coach Paul Butler with a bottle of Vaseline earlier, and he poured it all over Davis because he was slippery as heck on that play.
Beautiful moves by the senior Andre Davis here on senior night for the Scorpions. It'll be first down at the 20-yard line of the Volunteers.
Hauserman, who's a right-handed quarterback, has right side of the field, has a wide side of the field. Nice little rollout play here would be great.
Scorpions in the I formation. Hauserman under center. He's going to fake the handoff to the first back. Second man, Andre Davis. He twists and turns. Let's see if the call is there. Touchdown, Andre Davis.
We are in this game, baby. We are in this game, baby. Woo! That's how you're going to beat these guys. You got speed and passing, I'm telling you. Great call by Sedona.
It was a similar play to what we've been seeing from Lee Williams all night, where the handoff fake to the first back gives it to the second, and he just ran right through three tacklers right into the end zone, and Hauserman is on now for the PAT.
Let's tie this game up. We're in the game, baby. That's all we can ask for.
Team's ready for the extra point. Here is the snap. The kick is up. And it is good. And the Scorpions tie the game at 7-all with about 9 minutes left here in the first half. Again, a big touchdown run by Andre Davis. And this whole drive was set up by a beautiful kick return by Pacheco that, Sedona started at almost in Lee Williams territory.
Absolutely. Three big plays. The first play was a pass play, the rollout pass play for about, 15-yard gain. Another Andre Davis run to the left side for another big gain, and then the touchdown for a big gain. Great series for Sedona.
And we'll see if they can turn that into some momentum here in the second quarter with a little over 9 minutes left.
You know, there's a little part of me always says, when you're playing against a team like this and you're tied like this, it's kicking onside kick. But I know that's not smart. There's 9 minutes left in the first half. They get the ball in the second half. So if there's some way, somehow you can stop them from scoring, score again before they, before you kick off these guys in the second half.
Try to get ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I was thinking.
So the Sedona Scorpions getting set to kick off as Lee Williams has two men back on the goal line. We've seen from some solid kicking by Zeke Saxman this year.
Oh, he's kicked in the end zone every game just about.
Saxman, of course, a senior here on senior night. 15 seniors, the most in school history, playing their last game in front of the home crowd. Here's the kick. It's a good one. It's going to go right about to the 2-yard line. Lee Williams picks it up there. The runner's going to go up the left side. Makes a couple guys miss. Runs through a tackle or two. And finally, he's going to be brought down at about the 32-yard line of Lee Williams. And we'll see what the Scorpion defense can do. They didn't really give up any big plays last drive until that touchdown.
Yeah, and it was a third and long, and it was, kind of a down and distance that you really would like to stop. But they surprised us with that play. It was a misdirection pass play that nobody was looking for, nobody was ready for, and they scored on it.
But Sedona, with a really solid drive to tie the game up as Lee Williams will take over on first down and their own 31 or 32-yard line. Same formation we've seen all night with the I-backs.
I count 12 players on Sedona. I don't know if that's right, but
we're going to get a flag and a substitution penalty.
Yeah, I was counting 12 on Sedona's sideline, on Sedona's field. I didn't know.
So a little miscommunication there after the kickoff, and that's going to be 5 bonus yards for the Volunteers. They'll mark it off, and they'll take over at first and 5. from the Sedona, or excuse me, from the Lee Williams 37-yard line. First and five now from the 37-yard line for Lee Williams. Quarterback under center. The line is down and ready, and here's the handoff. Goes to that first man, and he breaks through the front line. Picks up about 8 yards on first and five. That'll be good for a first down to the 45-yard line.
Back to that quick hitter to the fullback. That's their bread and butter right now against Sedona. Who is that? That number 12 for
quarterback is number 12, I believe, Austin Robinson. They've got, it's Braxton Burgess, the quarterback for the Volunteers. First down now at their own 45-yard line. Quarterback takes a snap, fakes it to the first back, gives it to the second, and he is met at the line by the Scorpion defensive players and brought down right at the line, maybe a half yard shy of the line of scrimmage there.
You know, they fake it to that belly play and then give it to the tailback on the opposite direction. And we were there. I mean, I think we've got the team speed to do anything fancy. I have not seen a toss sweep or any kind of outside run yet by the Volunteers. Maybe they understand that we're as fast as they are. We're not as big as they are. That's why the middle stuff's working.
So it's going to be second and 10 after no gain on the first down run. Quarterback under center takes a snap. This time he gives it to the second back, and he's met at the line again, manages to fall forward for a couple of yards. But another solid play by the defensive line there for the Scorpions.
Yeah, we just had a B-gap blitz, and it blew up the play right in the backfield. We didn't make a tackle in the backfield, but it kind of slowed the play down.
Scott Moker and Tim Hall were there on the tackle.
Great call.
Gain of 2 yards, and it's third and long, third and eight to go for the Volunteers.
All right. Corner needs to stay home on this. We can't get another one of those flare out by the backfield to go. Let's see what happens.
And the referees are going to call a timeout. That'll go to Lee Williams. On the third and eight, they're going to talk this one over and decide what to do. Again, the Sedona defensive line has been pretty solid all night. They're giving up 5 or 6 yards a run, but nothing bigger except the one touchdown play. That was a little misdirection, as you said.
Yeah, they're playing excellent. It's just that, folks, I know you can't see this, but I mean, these guys are just so much bigger than we are. We are doing great holding on. And I tell you, if this keeps going our way here, we can win this game.
It is a tie game, 7-all, with about 7 minutes left here in the first half. With the Scorpions against the Lee Williams Volunteers out of Kingman. Lee Williams, the second-ranked team in this the section, I guess, Division 5, Section 7, with just one more week in the regular season after this week.
Yeah, we've got Joy Christian next week, which is going to be a tough game. So this is that formation that they scored on last time with the split receivers. Actually, it's different. They got another one in a wideout. So this is their passing set, looks like.
Quarterback under center. He's going to take it on third and eight. He's going to receive a snap, runs off to his right. He's under a bit of pressure. He's running off to the right, and he's taken down and about a yard short of the line of scrimmage. Great pursuit by 76 Alex Burke on that tackle.
You know, I don't know if they throw the ball a lot in this Lee Williams team throws the ball a lot, but it looks like that quarterback did not want to throw that ball, and he had some time. Ended up running out of time, and we got him.
And the Scorpion secondary with pretty good coverage there. The quarterback had nowhere to go with the ball, and he was taken down for no gain on the play. Just barely managed to get back to the line of scrimmage. So Lee Williams is going to punt it now. And no, they're going to fake it. He's going to run to the right side, throw it, and he missed his man. He had a man with nobody within 5 yards, and he just threw it 3 yards past him.
Wow, what a dumb call by Lee Williams. They could have won a field position battle here, punting the ball in this deep of an area. Instead, we get the ball in on their territory.
They're going to give it back to Sedona at their own 47-yard line. And a big change in momentum there. If that play, the guy was wide open, is all I can say. The quarterback missed him, and maybe that's why we haven't seen a lot of passes from them tonight. Excuse me, the punter missed him.
Which was the quarterback.
Was it? Okay. I didn't catch the number there. But Hauserman and the Scorpions will take over now in Lee Williams territory, first and 10. Passing on first down. He had Andre Davis over the middle. Couldn't quite ring it in, and Hauserman took a shot on that play.
Davis had a little of those dinosaur arms where he just kind of had a little short arm that didn't want to extend the catch.
Two volunteer defenders right by him, but he couldn't reel it in. But a good play call there on first and 10.
And I'd like to see him roll him out again. I mean, that was really key because they're so strong up in the middle. They could roll this kid out a lot more times, especially the wide side of the field like we've got right now.
It'll be second and 10 now for the Scorpions at the 47-yard line of the Volunteers. Hauserman back in the gun. He's got a back on his right. He'll take the shotgun snap and roll out to his right. This worked pretty successfully the first time. This time he's going to keep it himself. He's going to take off 5, 6, 7 yards for Max Hauserman on second down and 10. It'll set up a third and short for the Scorpions.
That's that rollout I'm talking about, and it gives him a lot more time, and he had all room to run, so that's a great two for one for him, yeah.
Looks like it's actually going to be a third and 2 after the 8-yard run by Hauserman.
Now if you have some kind of cadence play here, it would be pretty cool to do without your guys jumping off sides, but nice little cadence call here, get some 5 yards on the cheap way, you know.
And they did have success on the last drive running with Andre Davis, soft tackle. We'll see what they've got in store here on third and 2.
Davis is a tailback.
From the Volunteer 39. Davis in the backfield, and we've got a whistle here from the officials.
Oh, come on.
Maybe reset the ball. I don't see a flag. They're looking at a Lee Williams player. Maybe a chin strap.
Maybe they're saying that guy's too big. He shouldn't play on the game today. They're looking at the big number 58.
Somehow I doubt that. Players lining back up. Big third down opportunity here for the Scorpions as Hauserman's under center. They're going to give it to Davis. Oh, he's met in the backfield. He's going to be brought down. He might have fallen forward to the line of scrimmage, but it's going to be about a fourth and 2 on a run of no gain.
Boy, he almost squirted out of there for the first down. I would have liked to have seen that a little bit more to our side.
Well, you're in the an area of the field where...
Go for it.
Yeah. They're at the Volunteer 39. Not really much room at all to punt. And they're going to call a timeout and talk this one over. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. It's 7-7 with 5 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sedona Red Rock High School, home of the Scorpions, where they're taking on the Lee Williams Volunteers tonight. We've got a tie game, 7-7, and a big fourth down decision coming up for the Scorpions. Let's see what they can do. They've got the offense on the field. They've got 3 wideouts on the near side and a back to the right of Max Hauserman. He's in the shotgun. 4th and 2. Hauserman takes a snap, and he's going to run it himself. He's got the first down. He falls ahead for 3 or 4 yards to the Volunteer 37.
That was a good
great decision by Max.
Good old quarterback keeper from the shotgun formation. There wasn't a hesitation by Hauserman. He was going to run it the whole way.
And a big play to keep the drive going in Lee Williams territory. They're at the 35-yard line of the Volunteers. If you can get up by a touchdown heading into the second half.
And that's what I was saying earlier, you know, because they get the ball in the second half. So we need to be on top before we give them the ball again.
Sedona did receive the kickoff to start the game. Lee Williams will receive to start the second half. Max Hauserman now under center on 1st and 10 at the 35. It's going to be a pitch to Andre Davis on the left. He gets brought down in the backfield. He almost made it out of the grasp of that tackler.
Yeah, we missed the block in the backfield there, and that kid made
the man was right on him once he got the ball. A big loss of 6 yards on the play. It's going to be 2nd and 16 for the Scorpions.
Well, it gives us the wide side of the field again to the right, which is our right-handed quarterback's favorable side to roll. Let's see if we see that roll again out there, or maybe he can decide if he can run or pass it.
We've seen a couple of good passes from Hauserman in the touchdown drive previous to this one. And we'll see what they do here now on 2nd and 16 from the 41-yard line of the Volunteers. Hauserman in the shotgun. He's got Davis on his right. Takes the shotgun snap, and he gets through a little tacklers.
Well, I tell you what, he had Davis open. He couldn't get it to him, though. They're playing a bump cover on Davis with a safety help, and the safety didn't show up. Davis was wide open on the left side of the field.
The pass fell incomplete from the Scorpions, and it's going to be third and long, third and 16 at the 41-yard line.
Man, if he could have seen, you know, that rush was right on him. But if he could have seen Davis, that would have been 6 points.
Hauserman did have to break a tackle just to get that pass off, and it fell incomplete. We'll see what they do on third and long from the Volunteer 41. Hauserman under center. He's got two backs behind him. Wide receivers on either side. They're going to give it to the up man. He's going to get a big hole through the line to the 30, 25, 20, 15, inside the 15-yard line for Scott Moker.
They faked the toss sweep, which is Sedona's bread and butter all year long, and they gave it to the fullback on the opposite side of the toss sweep, and he rumbled for 28 yards.
And it's a big gain for Scott Moker on 3rd and 16.
Wow.
What a play.
They must have stopped them in bounds because the clock's still running. But I tell you what, it's good for us. If we can get it in the end zone here and run out the clock, it'll be on our favor.
3 minutes and 19 seconds and counting left here in the first half as Hauserman will take over on first and 10 from the 15-yard line of the Volunteers. He's got a man in near the goal line. What a catch! Wow! We'll see if they call him at the goal line or say he got into the end zone. But the pass was completed. And it looks like they're going to call him just short right at the goal line.
Boy,
but it's going to be another first and 10.
When Hauserman released that ball, I was right. Like, the angle I had was the perfect angle to see the pass. I'm thinking, oh, no, he threw a pick. What a catch by Cacciatore.
Bailey Ehrlich, I believe
Bailey
it was.
Ehrlich, what a catch. Holy smokes.
Right at the goal line, he was brought down. He took it out of the hands of the defender.
Oh, yeah.
The defender
was
in the right place at the right time. Bailey Ehrlich made the play.
Wow.
So we'll see what the Scorpions can do. On first and goal
down,
from
baby.
The goal
Here
line.
We go. Woo!
Hauserman under center. He's got three backs behind him. He's going to give it to the up man. We'll see if he got
touchdown.
In. Touchdown, Scorpions! And they take the lead 13-7 with the point after pending. Big run for number 65, Mason Bradshaw. The defensive line star gets the touchdown there. And that was an interesting formation with the three backs.
Yeah, that's like the refrigerator Perry formation.
Oh, there you go.
The lineman gets in there and scores. Great call. Great play. Great drive.
Great drive, of course, made possible by a big gain by Moker on 3rd and 16. And we've got an official's timeout here. Is there a player down?
This is usually the injury formation. I don't know what happened. I'm not.
It looks like a Lee Williams player's down on the field. We don't see a number, but they've got a trainer out there. Again, the Scorpions with the big touchdown to go up 13-7 with 2.5 minutes left here in the first half. And the Volunteer man is up, hobbling off the field under his own power. I think it's 61, Caleb Smith. And now Hauserman and the Scorpions will line up for the extra point.
Well, that gets rid of a 6'2", 240-pounder out of the line there, so...
Hopefully he's
happens.
Not injured badly. Hopefully we'll see him again.
For next week.
Here's the snap. The kick is up. And it is good once again. And it's a 14-7 lead for the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions. 2:29 left here in the first half. A huge drive by the Scorpions. We'll be right back.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com
earthwisdomjeeptours.com or adayinthewest.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sedona Red Rock High School, where the Scorpions have taken a 14-7 lead over the Lee Williams Volunteers here on senior night. 15 seniors playing their last home game in front of the crowd.
Lee Williams is shell-shocked right now, guys.
Saxman running up for the kickoff. It's going to be a little shorter this time.
It's
going to hit at about the 11-yard line. Good catch on the bounce by the Lee Williams return man. He's got it up the middle to the 20, 25, 30-yard line, where the Volunteers will take over on first down.
2 minutes and 24 seconds left. This would be a nice little stop here for us to get these guys off the field now and into the locker room.
2 minutes, 24 seconds left in the first half. We'll see what Lee Williams can do. A great defensive drive last drive by the Sedona Scorpions.
We know they can't throw the ball well, so this will be nice if we can hold their running game to nothing.
Volunteers missed a fake punt on their last drive as the pass fell incomplete. They'll take over now on first down and 10 from their own 30-yard line. The quarterback takes a snap, pitches it.
Holding.
Runner goes to the right side. Rob says holding. No call, though.
They held our cornerback on the outside of the field there. He had the play.
And a good run there, about 7 yards for the Volunteers. They'll take over now on second down and 3.
That was the first toss sweep I've seen Lee Williams run. They got lucky with that play.
They've done a lot of running up the middle off tackle and have had some pretty good success against the Scorpion front line. Here's the snap. Gives it to the back on the left side. He'll run it just to the line of scrimmage. Doesn't look like he got a single yard there.
No, I'm thinking I saw a C-gap blitz there now. We've been blitzing all the gaps, and this was a perfect time blitz to the C-gap, which they were trying to run off tackle. Blew it up in the backfield.
So for the layman, what is that C-gap?
There's gaps between the center and guard or A-gaps. Guard tackles or B-gaps, tackle and C-gaps. So that's the gaps that you look for.
And by layman, I mean myself, of course. So it'll be third down and 3 for the Volunteers. Quarterback under center. He takes a snap, gets it to the first back. A big hole up the middle. He's going to fall forward for about 10 yards there on third and 3.
That's that fullback quick hitter, but that's all they've got. They ain't got nothing else, guys. I'm telling you, if we can control that play, this game's over.
And it's going to be a timeout for Lee Williams as we've got just over a minute left here in the first half. They've got the ball at their own 49-yard line, trying to answer the Scorpions' score before the end of the half.
That would be their second timeout, I believe, so I think they have one left.
I believe you are right.
And that's not a lot of timeouts left for a running team, so hopefully we can get a short yardage gain here.
We'll see what the defense can do.
Yep.
Once again, Sedona Red Rock Scorpion football on Chasm Radio is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more adventure, more fun, and more value for you. Josh Freeman here filling in for Mike Tabak with the crisis Rob Lascano providing the colorful commentary.
You know, I'm just trying to figure out this Lee Williams team as far as their passing capabilities. They don't look like they can throw the ball that well with their quarterback. Maybe a halfback's toss sweep pass, something tricky like that I could see happening.
We'll see what they've got on first and 10 from their own 49-yard line. Again, just over a minute left here in the first half. The line is down. The snap is back, and he pulls back to pass. He's going up the right side.
Ball.
He's got a man.
No
and
way.
It's knocked away.
Boy, that came out of his hand ugly. It was like a duck, the kind of pass you throw, Josh, you know?
I won't take that personally, but the kind of defense I like to think I'd play,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Number 16, Stefan Zielinski. A great breakup. The pass was there.
Great coverage. Somebody needed to call ball for Zielinski to turn around. He would have had a pick.
Big breakup by Stefan Zielinski there to force a second down and 10 now for the Volunteers.
All right, man. Let's go. Third down? Or second?
Second
or
down and 10.
Okay.
Quarterback under center. He'll give it to the first back. That fullback is up the middle again. Almost a carbon copy of what happened last time they ran that play.
I'll take that all day because 53 seconds of last timeout's called, hopefully, or no. Let's see what happens. First down,
clock stops. They stopped the clock for the first down, yeah. As the Volunteers got all the way to about the 39-yard line of the Scorpions. And now they start the clock. And let's see what they've got on first down. Another I formation. Wide receivers on either side. Quarterback under center. He takes a snap. Gives
That's
it to the fullback
got.
Again. And this time he's met at the line, brought down after just a yard or two.
That's all they've got, Josh. That's all they've got. They can't do anything else. So if we can just control that the A-gaps is each side of the center, okay?
Right.
That's all they're running, that quick hitter to the A-gaps. If we can control the A-gaps, this game's over. I'm telling you.
Lee Williams calls their final timeout as there's just 39 and a half seconds left here in the first half. Once again, Scorpions leading 14-7. They struggled on their first two drives, but the second two drives,
nothing.
Both leading to touchdowns. It was great. Great looking play by the Sedona Red Rock Scorpion offense. Now let's see if their defense can hold the Lee Williams Volunteers here with just 39 and a half seconds left.
No more timeouts.
In the first half.
A-gap runs, that's all they can do. They don't throw the ball well. I think Lee Williams is in trouble right now to close this half out.
We shall see. Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football once again is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures here on 780 KAZM.
Boy, that tailback's big back there, I tell you what.
Second down and about five.
Looks like Eric Dickerson.
Lee Williams, quarterback under center. He'll take the snap. He'll drop back to pass. Let's see how the secondary does.
That's a pick,
it's
baby.
It's a pick. No, he's going to drop it. Boy, 15, Brian Wynn was in a great, great spot. Ball went through his hands, but you forced third down.
It was great coverage by Sedona. We're every bit as fast or faster than Lee Williams. There's nothing they can do with this passing game.
Great
quarterback does not throw the ball well. This half is our half right now. Nothing stupid. No trick plays. There may be a Hail Mary set up here. We don't know. Three receivers were flanked out to the left with the tight end out there, too.
Big third down.
Oh.
As they send a man in motion to the right side of the field. Quarterback under center once again for Lee Williams. Let's see what they've got on third and five. He's going to drop back to pass again. Rolls out to his left. He's got pressure. Gets the first down to his man number 24. Colin McMullen there on the catch.
28 seconds left on the clock. They get a first down and they go out of bounds.
They got down to about the 24-yard line of the Scorpions. And we'll see what they can do with just 28 seconds. We've seen a lot more passing, of course, with the clock
sure.
running short here at the end of the first half.
That would be their first completion or second completion, by the way. Their second completion, the first one was a touchdown.
So we'll see what the Scorpion defense can do against the Volunteer offense. Here on first down and 10 from the Scorpion 24-yard line.
No fullbacks and no quick hitter up the A-gap. Toss sweep formation maybe or just a bomb.
Quarterback under center. He's going to pass it again. He's got his man over the middle. Breaks a tackle at the 10-yard line.
No
falls
timeouts.
Ahead to about the 8. They've got no timeouts. Once they set the chains, the clock will start once again. 21.6 seconds left here in the first half. Volunteers threatening at the 9-yard line.
Fullback's back in there for that A-gap play. Let's see what happens here. It'll be a gutsy call with no timeouts. Got it to him.
The snap to the fullback. He's going to be met at the line. Brought down at the line. They have no more timeouts. Let's see if they can line up in 7 seconds. I don't think it's going to happen, but let's see. 3, 2, 1.
No.
And they didn't get it. First half comes to an end with your Sedona Scorpions defense coming up big there as Lee Williams got all the way down to the 9-yard line. They've had success with that fullback run up the middle, but the Scorpions stepped it, and there wasn't anything Lee Williams could do.
And I'm telling you, Josh, if they can stop that play for the second half, Lee Williams is dead. I'm telling you, they cannot do anything else. Unless they miraculously start throwing the ball better, I don't see them catching up in this game. We need to keep playing offense, though. We need to keep driving the ball, killing the clock, scoring.
Big, big defensive stand for the Sedona Red Rock Scorpions. They're going to go into the half here on senior night. Ahead 14-7. Once again, Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you on 780 KAZM by First Choice Jeep Ventures. We'll be back for the second half.